just go.
Okay.
Meat prices have climbed at this market in Hong Kong.
What was worth 10 Hong Kong dollars is now worth 15. It's more expensive. Prices have doubled.
The story is the same almost anywhere you go. People are paying much more for food. The UN Food Price Index started climbing last July. It hit a record in January and has not come down much since. And today's spike comes less than 3 years after the index hit its previous peak in 2008.
Now, I'm not surprised at all, but the factors that pushed the food prices higher remain the same.
Shengen Fan is head of the International Food Policy Research Institute. He says one of the biggest factors pushing up food prices is the growing use of food crops to produce fuel. In just the last few years, ethanol production from maize has skyrocketed in the U.S. In Brazil, it's sugarcane. And in Europe, fields of canola are sprouting up to produce biodiesel. All of them are valuable substitutes for crude oil, which has also become more expensive in recent years. Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes says these days, food and energy prices are linked in two ways.
The increase in commodity prices as crude oil rises, that's the substitution of food for energy, and the second one being the increase in transportation costs.
Transporting food from field to fork costs more when fuel prices are high, and it also costs more to run the trucks, tractors, and machinery to produce it. Meanwhile, the demand for food is growing where prosperity is increasing and diets are changing, says Shengen Fan.
The people are getting richer, particularly in some of the emerging economies, China, India, Brazil. So they deserve a good life. So they wanted to eat more meat, more diversified food. So that all demand more feed, more grains.
Fan notes that it takes several kilograms of grain to produce each kilogram of meat. The tremendous global growth in the demand for grains means farmers in the major producing countries need to produce ever larger harvests. But last year, the weather did not cooperate, says Dermot Hayes.
The Midwestern part of the U.S. had too much rain, and just about everywhere else in the world had too little rain.
Russia and Ukraine cut off wheat exports because a severe drought slashed their harvests. That started prices climbing last July. Eastern Europe is doing better this year, but the Midwestern U.S. is not, Hayes says.
We're really dry right now, so it's the opposite of last year, but I personally am getting more and more concerned about the size of the U.S. crop, both for corn and soybeans.
That means prices are likely to go higher still. Hayes says that is actually good news for farmers. Those high prices will encourage farmers around the world to produce more. The question is whether they will produce enough to keep up with the ever-growing demand, and if weather extremes brought on by climate change will make it harder for them to do so. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.